വോമിറ്റിംഗ്
You have some tendency, but you never had.
Had it.
You had. Did you feel any difficulty during urination?
Not.
It is passing without any hesitation.
I think.
How much urine is passing every time?
Yeah. Here's the book. Urine is here.
This is yesterday.
Yesterday.
Total urine output was 290.
Only.
Day before was 495.
Yes, you saw.
No, it was 495. Day before yesterday. And it is 290 only yesterday. Very less. Today's total urine is 250 or something like that.
Take mystery water just now.
Mystery water. You like it? What else you can take?
Harina.
Can you take...
Harina.
Yes, that's I understand. For your body, I can say, can you take a little bit of ice cream or cold custard?
Yes.
And then please ask somebody to bring it.
Best thing, Harina.
Best thing.
Let me hear.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Well, that you can
and
hear.
Peacefully part.
But I think I'm not making any hindrance in your normal routine. Whatever medicine I'm giving, I'll cut it down by 50% now.
If I can part. In that way, that is very hard.
I think the swelling is not there now.
This hand's swelling has completely gone.
Yes. It is still there, but it is less. Can I see your throat? Say,
ah. Ah.
That's all. Sometimes you can keep.
A little while.
A little while.
Otherwise it becomes too uncomfortable.
And is very uncomfortable with this?
With his feet raised. He feels some discomfort.
Discomfort. Can you take a little turn either on this side? Deep breathing. Thank you. Do you have this sort of moment yesterday? Do you have this sort of moment yesterday?
Today.
Today.
Yes. He moved his legs and bent his leg and arm.
Yes. So I think you just give something to eat and I'm reaching the medicine.
Here's
the
medicine.
We
brought the custard for you.
We're going to give you a little. That's custard.
Dr. Gopal wants to give you some custard. Some cold
Dr.
custard.
Dr. wants to see you eat.
I want to see the reaction after that you have.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Is it sweet enough to give you a taste? I think you just forget about that complan and you just give only this custard and ice cream, dalia, bread, that's all. Restrict only these four items now and then you increase any amount of things. How do you feel now? Do you like warm thing or cold? Cold. Better. Liking is towards cold rather than towards hot.
Like ice cream? Yes.
Okay. Don't bother about this passing of little stools every time by the Indonesian. You should not go, because there is a scavenger still there, which will give you trouble. Either you can give a little soft enema, so that that scavenger should come out, and so there is no spurious diarrhea. A little one is coming out every time with the urine. So you should not bother about that diarrhea, because he is not having exactly the moment of that diarrhea. It is only the part that obstructing the clear passage of stool because of that scaly, dry stool sits there. So if it come out easily either by enema or by manual evacuation, then it's alright. So then there will be no problem of this diarrhea. Don't do anything to stop diarrhea.
And the restlessness at night, insomnia.
Insomnia. Yes, he had. Because somebody told me yesterday also, it is his usual feature that he doesn't want to sleep, that he is not sleeping between 12 and 4. As a routine, he is not sleeping. So, it may be that it is in his habit that he didn't like to sleep in the night. How many times he goes for urination in the night also? Does he go?
Yes.
How many times?
Once, twice. Usually twice.
And once when you're on and once usually when you're on.
Yes, that's
good. You're feeling? Yes. After eating. So you just keep, not as a very frequently, we can give little amount after every hour or every 1.5 hour, 2 hours.
Small quantities?
Small quantities. Frequently, small quantities, not by this be only morning, at breakfast, lunch, IND and dinner, not 4 times. You can give 8 times, 10 times, 12 times. But only little bit. That much only, the amount he can digest easily, it should not come out. And a little of water, either plain water or with electrolyte powder, you can do.
That electrolyte powder will reduce the nausea?
No.
Will reduce it?
It will reduce it, is a problem.
This will reduce the nausea. You just gave this electrolyte powder, and how much you are giving exactly?
Usually we give 150 milliliters of water with for one measure of the electrolyte powder.
In 150 ml?
Yeah.
It will cause a little nausea also. Do you have a cold water?
That's too concentrated.
No, this is concentrated. You don't give so much concentration. You just, and so to say, about 6 ounces of water. You just add less than 1 spoon, 1 major full of this electrolyte.
6 ounces.
In 6 ounces. And you give just 2 chamas pila diya maharaj ji ko so rahe hain, just give 2 teaspoons, rest, again 2 teaspoons. This is just a sort of, you can say, you can call it as in the form of prasad, or you can say in the form of plain water, so that his dryness should not be there in the mouth. It should always be bad. You understand my point?
With some cold water.
Pendulum.
Just less than 150.
Okay.
It's 100 ml long.
100.
was that about?
Had it old heart.
This is the same time, many times it's convenient.
No, Dr. Gopal was saying for taking some food stuff, little bit, 1-2 spoonful.
You talk about
that? He said he's going to cut the medicine down to half.
Noticed? Yeah. That is sweet enough?
Try to drink a little more.
That is sweet enough? That you have measured is that is 100 mm.
So measure it back.
Oh yes, no, not don't measure it back. When it finishes, you prepare it fresh.
It can be kept.
Yes.
Okay.
Today from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. he rested.
He rested?
Yes.
So I think the time of his rest or sleep is the same as it was this way. Because previously he used to awake from 12 to 4 in the night. Or you are also 4 or 4:30. So you want to change your sleep hours?
No.
No. You want to provoke the sleep? My request is just to take a little, increase your fluid intake.
Mm-hmm.
You just take a little more liquids, number one. To whatever you like, you take it.
Mm-hmm.
I will reduce your medicine by 50%. And don't worry for this loose stones, you are passing everything. Right?
Hey, you want to come back to it? Thank you.
picking up the fixed deposit receipts and that was the main thing.
He'll be City?
Delhi. Because the receipts are being turned over to the head office, so they have to be endorsed there. So he went for that purpose. And there's not much more to do now with this. Panchshil flat, because we're going to give it. So simply, it'll be up to Vrindavan to make up the necessary document for transferring it. I think it doesn't even require a big document, simply a letter on behalf of your divine grace, saying that we give this apartment to you.
But one thing, if they can dispose,
And they may try and sell it.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, but when you give them that, that's what they may do.
Let them live. Let them live in lifetime.
So then the question again comes up, which I mentioned to you, that if they're paying the corporation taxes and other taxes, then they become the legal tenant. And a tenant does not lose the right of tenancy at his death. His children inherit it.
What is that?
Okay, so then it's not for their lifetime, it's forever.
Very long. They cannot mortgage or
sublet it.
Yeah. They can completely. I wonder that because he's formally working for BVT, work or not work, we are clear. Therefore, we have given them a place to stay. Right. And they can live like all of them. They cannot have the right to mortgage their land. That is all. They can live like this much I want. And if we give them right of proprietorship, these action may sell it or let out.
Oh yeah, they will do that.
Mm.
Then they'll have nowhere to live. That's what your older son will do. M.M. will do that.
Mm. That I cannot allow. They're allowed to live lifelong. Then after they go,
well, what happens if on their own they sublet it to someone else? Supposing on their own they make an agreement with someone. Someone pays them 20,000 rupees and they move out. That they won't do because they won't be able to get another apartment. Yeah. I don't see how they would sublet it. There would be no purpose to it.
No.
They might, though.
No subletting.
How do we stop them from subletting?
Then there are two.
Yeah, once someone is there, you can't stop them. Well, you can take them to court. It's not very likely, that's a fact. In other words, they're not paying rent, so how can they sublet? If you're not paying rent, you can't sublet.
And there is not much to pay for. Also, this is still insufficient.
No, I mean, supposing they were to move out completely and let someone else move in.
That must be stopped. Sublet, they cannot.
Supposing, you know, they move out completely and someone pays them 1,000 rupees a month. And with that 1,000 or more, they get some other place.
Then they have better.
See, once they pay corporation taxes, they can claim tenancy. And a tenant, I can give you an example. In Calcutta and Albert Road, where we currently have our temple, it was being rented by one member friend. Then he let Jayapataka stay there, and then we took over. Of course, he was paying rent, but still they can also be looked upon as a tenant because they'll be paying taxes.
Then you pay tax, cut down from the pension. Huh?
Yeah, it could be done.
We pay and we cut down. Tenants are there. It's not tenant occupied. What they are doing?
Well, they're paying. They're going to pay corporation taxes.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're the actual owners of the flat. There's no other instance like this. The other people who own the flats, they live in it. But we don't live in it. They live in it. The flat is owned by us. But if they pay taxes and stuff, they're going to get the receipts in their name. I don't think they're going to get the receipts in your name.
Why not? And when?
Yeah, if they get the receipt in your name, then the matter ends right there.
That's all right.
Then it's simple. It's only if they get the receipt in their own name.
Right.
Yeah, that should be the point, that the receipt has to be issued in the name of the owner of the flat. Then it's all clear. And that's correct, actually.
Maybe later.
Talking about Prashashir.
So do they get
Jayapataka Maharaj, if someone owns a flat and someone else is allowed to live there, if the person who is allowed to live there but doesn't pay rent, when he pays taxes, the receipt for the taxes should be issued in the owner's name, isn't it?
If other owners are doing that, do that for us. Right now.
Yeah.
That was a moment.
I said, if someone owns it, we own this flat, so if they live there and they pay taxes, the receipts for the corporation tax, and they should be the name of the owner of the flat, probably. That's the way it would work, because he's listed as the owner of the flat. Yeah, actually, Srila Prabhupada, automatically the receipts will probably come in there in your name.
We pay the land tax. Is given in the owner of the land, but it mentions who gave it as a matter of fact, but it's given in the name of the owner.
So can they claim any right as a tens based upon the fact that they pay the taxes. All right, anyway, let us see. I mean, I understand your desire if they're... I just, you know, we'll try and encourage them to fulfill your desire that they live there and be happy. See, I think one of the things that should be done is that they should sign, Vrindavan should sign an agreement saying that he agrees not to sublet it to anybody else. Because right now he hasn't, there's no such agreement at all. We're letting them live there and they can do whatever they want. If he, when he comes here, he'll be coming here. So when he comes here, he should sign an agreement that he agrees not to sublet to, or to let anyone else except the family members live in this apartment.
That's all.
And that if they ever decide they don't want to live there, then they have to return the place to the society. And the society agrees to allow them to live there peacefully.
Do you think he's a good doctor?
He's good. Everyone is good. I'm bad.
Actually, you're the best doctor, Srila Prabhupada, because you're the only one who can cure our material diseases. All in one. They can make some adjustment, but you can bring complete finish for all material disease.
Why do you stop people?
Pendra's brought some ice cream. What is this room?
Yeah.
The doctor.
Yeah. Very cold, huh? We sprinkled a little cardamom. Nice?
Yeah.
Jai.
I was in Delhi yesterday and I spoke to one of the temple presidents in Australia and he gave me a very encouraging report. He said that all the Indian Gitas that we got just recently from Gopal Krishna, now they've almost completely finished. Over 11,000 they've distributed in just a few weeks. That's very good. Since you've been here in Vrindavan, I sent them a telegram that now they have to distribute more books so that Lord Krishna will be pleased and allow you to stay with us. So they've doubled up since then. Now they're almost run out. They've distributed so many. That up on the farm also things are going very nicely. Many people are coming now to see how we are living. And for Govardhan Pooj they are planning a 2-day festival. They're expecting to get many hundreds of people coming. Your farm is already very well known now, up in that area. And people are becoming very interested to see what we have to offer. Just in the immediate district where our farm is, many people have tried to start communes, these hippies and people like this, but they've never been successful because they've never had any central point to agree on. Everybody's simply gone there and lived their own way. But within a few months now, some of the more serious people have seen that within just 3 or 4 months we have achieved more on our farm than any of these communes have done in the last 6 years. So they're becoming very attracted to come and stay with us. And they appreciate the kirtan and prasadam very much.